This is Harness Edge, giving you the edge on harness racing this week in Tasmania.
Big Dave, harness racing, and we'll take a bit of a look at this one, Greg, because we've got the Tasmania Cup, race number 6 on the program. We've also got the George Johnson for the Mares, the Eric Rees Memorial, some very good racing. It's a big day of harness racing. The weather looks to be on our side too. It looks to be a pretty nice day in Hobart. First event comes up at 12:47, Tasmanian summertime. We'll take a look at the Quadrella races. There's 9 races in all, with the last coming up at 5:39. The Quadrella, Greg, starts off with race number 5. That is the Eric Rees Memorial at 3:11.
Yes, $10,000 race. The final, obviously, all these horses contested the heats. There wasn't a real lot between the times of the 3 heats. I think you could probably say 7 or 8 of these have got a winning chance, a very tough race. For that reason, I'm just going to stick with one that I tipped and that won in the heat, called Who Is Hardeen. I know it's much, much tougher to tip today than Barrier 7 compared with when it drew the pole in the heat, but it's just one of those races where whoever gets a little bit of luck will probably win the race. And he was quoted at $12 fixed odds last night, so I'm quite happy to have something each way on number 7. 8, Neon Jet, was good in his heat. He's drawn inside the second row with Gavin Lang to drive. $10 chance. I think he's a good each way chance. Number 1, William Lee, is the $2.80 favourite and probably the one to beat through the advantage of the pole. And number 5, Sweet P. Jasper, quite a bit, $4.40. He's one of the ones in the betting as well. Also going well, but a very, very tough start to the quaddie. 7, 8, 1 and 5.
He generally is a very good competitive race, and there's certainly the indications it's going to be like that today, so probably have to go fairly wide through that first leg of the Quadrella. Race number 6, we can spend a little bit of time looking at this one, Greg, because it is the feature race, the Tasmania Cup. It's over the 2579 metres from behind the mobile. I'm Cause and Terry comes across to be driven by Chris Alford. It's drawn gate number 9. We've also got Moto Crusader from barrier number 6, and Greg Sugars has the ride. And I notice that Gavin Lang is down as well, driving out back Mac.
A quality field, arguably the best race in Tasmania, although people who support the Easter Cup might argue that there's not much between the two. Last year, I'm Causing Terror went around $1.30 in this race and got narrowly beaten. He got caught right on the line by Moto Crusader. Mm. The best price I could find for I'm Causing Terror last night on the fixed odds was with Pat's bet, and it was $1.25, so he's pretty skinny again. His form since he got beaten last year is hard to fold. He goes around in the elite company nearly all the time. Of course, he won the Ballarat Cup in a very small field last weekend, but prior to that, his form was pretty hard to fold in all those good races. So he's entitled to be pretty short. Whether you want to back him at $1.25 is another matter, but he's clearly the one to beat.
Yeah, and what are your other selections in this race?
My other selections, I think number 2, Blue Pointer, will run well. He's the winner of the City of Launceston Cup at Mowbray last Sunday, and broke the track record, a long-standing track record over that longer trip. I think he'll be too far away from barrier 2. Moto Crusader resumes here. That's the query, of course. Hasn't had a run for quite a while, since the 4th of May, but he is trying to create history. No horse has ever won this race 3 years in a row, and it wouldn't surprise me if he went very close. And number 5, Outback Mac, an injury-troubled horse. He's 8 years old. He's only had a couple of runs in the last 2.5 years, and one of them was last Sunday when he ran second to Blue Pointer. He never looked like catching that horse, but he did home well, and as you said, Gavin Lang down to drive. I guess if you're taking a quarter, you can probably go the 9 one out, but if you just wanted to think that something might go wrong somewhere, I'd throw in 2, 6 and 5.
Well, the good thing about the quarters these days is that you can take percentages, so you can take calls and carry one out, and then for a smaller percentage, throw in those 2 or 3 others that you mentioned.
You can, if you're into the quarters, that's the way to go, I think.
Mm. Blue Point of the best of the Tasmanians.
Well, the fact that he's race fit and going very nicely and he's coming off a track record win, I would say so, but the best performed Tasmanian horse obviously is Moto Crusader, even though he's a Victorian owned, but he's been in Tassie for quite a long time. If he was anywhere near right, he'd be the best of them.
Mm. All right, 9265 there with a very short price favourite in I'm Causing Terror in the Tasmania Cup. The third leg of the Quadrella is the George Johnson. It's a $20,000 race for mares, always draws together a really nice field.
Yeah, another shorty here. In fact, the stablemate of I'm Causing Terror is a mare called Tandia's Bromac, and it was at $1.25 also last night in the fixed odds, so get much value in these two middle legs of the quaddie. This is a mare that won four or five city class races in Victoria over the last few months. She does appear to have a class edge on them, and you'd think all going well she'd be the one to beat. Number 9, Whisper Jet, another Victorian trained by Karen Manning. It's got pretty solid form over there. Would think it would be somewhere around the money. 4 Spitfire Rose will be fitter for a first up run. This one trained by Rowan Hadley. Another drive for Gavin Lang. I think she can be competitive. And 2 LJ's Magic, who just keeps on improving every time they step her up in class. She was a good winner of the Mother of Pearl in Launceston last time out. Obviously, this is her toughest assignment, but she should give a bit of cheek. But as I said, it's a $1.25 favourite. So your quadrilla theory will have to put in place again here. 10-9-4-2.
We round out the quaddie with race number 8 at 5.01 at C4, C5.
I think this is a much better race from a punting point of view. I've gone for the 4 horses that are off the second row. Number 10, Damn It Sam, is $18 fixed odds. I think just a little each way wouldn't go astray on him. You can forget he went round at Carrick last start. It was a night where it rained very heavily. He drew back in the field and it just didn't suit horses coming from behind. Prior to that, his form was pretty good. It's not that long ago he beat Giuliani and Maybe Rama. In fact, it's 4 starts ago at this track. If he was anywhere near that form, $18 would be well and truly over here. 11, Maybe Rama's the one to beat, but they've got it short enough at $1.70. Vanderveld racing pretty well. Siskoi on its best form would be in the mix. And number 1, Punt Road Disco's not hopeless either. But for me, 10 and a bit of value from 11, 9 and 8.
Alrighty, Greg's Quadrilla for Tasmania Cup Day. 7-8-1-5 into 9-2-6-5, 10-9-4-2, 10-11, 9 and 8. Have you got the best bet on the program?
I'm going to pin my faith in Gavin Lang, which is probably the wise thing to do most times. He's on a horse in the first called Rusty Red Comet. He's drawn a terrible barrier in barrier 7, but he's $3.50, and I think that is the value bet. The favourite in that major column is $2.10. He's got good form, but he always runs second, so I'm prepared to risk him. I reckon race 1, number 7.
All right, race 1, number 7, the best of them. Should be a wonderful day of harness racing, good weather conditions, and no doubt a big crowd will get along to see what is the best day of harness racing, certainly in Hobart with the Tasmania Cup, the feature, and the George Johnson. Greg, thanks for your time this morning. Have a great Christmas, and we'll catch up with you next weekend.
Thanks, Colin. Merry Christmas to you and everybody, and all the listeners, of course.
Greg Mansfield joining us on Tasmania Turf Talk, and I'll be joining you for harness racing. Maddie Robertson will also be out to call a couple there this afternoon. Should be a big day of harness racing in Hobart with 4G Company right throughout the day, and we'll catch you again next Sunday morning for more of Turf Talk and Harness Edge.